You're listening to Eliza Doolittle. That's a track off her debut album, which came out this past week. Eliza Doolittle is already a big star in the UK, which is where she's from. Her record is platinum there, which is not bad for a 22-year-old. She has a kind of girly pop sound with a few musical memories mixed in. Eliza Doolittle, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
First of all, let me ask you about your name, Eliza Doolittle, the girlfriend of Henry Higgins. I know that it's a stage name, but why don't you pick it?
Well, Eliza is my name, and Doolittle was always a nickname, and I kind of held on to it for my music.
Now, we want to play a track off your record, which is called Missing, because it does one of the funny things that several of these tracks do. You mix in something that's familiar to me. Let's listen. Now, I actually remember that. I mean, I remember it. I remember dancing to it. You don't, being 22 years old.
No, well, the first time I heard it was in the studio, so I didn't know the song originally.
So what was the... Why'd you pick it?
Well, I wrote the song with Craigie Dodds, and he'd already written a bit of the track already, and that sample was in it. And when I went to the studio, I heard the backing track of what he'd done, and I just started singing straight away, and literally the song was written in about 10 minutes, and we just quickly popped it down on the microphone, and, you know, it just worked, it just felt right. And then afterwards I was like, so that's obviously a sample, right? And he was like, yeah, it's from the Fleetwoods, and we had to keep it on there. It just has such a great sound to it.
You did something similar in another track, which is called... Pack Up.
Yeah, well, there's no sample in Pack Up, but the lyric is from an old wartime song from 1914. And when we were writing the song, the lyric just came out, and it seemed to work really well, and we didn't actually clock on to the fact that it was that old song. And then when we realised, it just... kind of didn't seem right to sing anything else. And then I got my friend Lloyd Wade to sing on it, just to give it something different, I guess, and it worked really well, and everyone thinks it's a sample, but it's not.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of it.
Okay.
You started writing songs when you were a little kid, is that right?
I wrote my first song when I was 12.
Uh-huh.
And just wrote and wrote and wrote after that, really experimenting loads.
What was your sort of early songwriting like, do you think?
Well, I was around that age, I was really into Destiny's Child and Usher and lots of pop R&B music, and I was definitely influenced by that at that age, and I was writing songs just trying to be like Beyonce, basically. The first song I wrote was called Mr. Mysterious, and it was about a boy that I didn't even know. It was an imaginary boy, because I was only 12. I didn't really know boys in that way at all.
Can we hear a tiny sample of Eliza Doolittle Does Beyonce?
It's not... yeah, okay, I'll give you a few bars.
Okay.
Okay, it goes... Mr. Mysterious, that's what I call you. Your eyes, your lips, your face, so mysterious. You move, you dress, you smile, so mysterious. That's what I'll call you, Mr. Mysterious.
I see what you mean about Destiny's Child and the sort of general style like that. You had talent as a 12-year-old kid.
It's definitely a 12-year-old song.
Now, I'm wondering, you know, you sound like somebody who's done this for a very long time, but obviously you haven't been alive for a very long time, so that's not true. How do you account for that?
Well, I know I haven't been alive for very long, but I have, like, I wrote my first song when I was 12, so I've been doing this for like 10 years now, and I don't know, I think, you know, there is some experience there, and I'm really grateful that I started young, because if I started writing tomorrow, then I don't know where I'd be, it would take me years.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
Singer Eliza Doolittle. Her debut album, which is also called Eliza Doolittle, was released earlier this week. And for Saturday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.